We are up to Simin Sadik Dalit. Sif Tes will be completing the Sif, and that means the Simin, as well as Simin Sadik Hey. Sif Tes, Mi Shehuchrach L'Ispalel Miyushav. Somebody who had to daven sitting down. This is referring to the previous case where, say, he was afraid that they were going to disturb him or actually take away some of his belongings. Kishayuchal Tzorech Lasor L'Ispalel Mu'umad. When he can, he should go back and daven standing. Vein Tzorech Lahosev Badover. Even though the halacha is that when one makes a tefillas nedava, he's supposed to add something to it. Here, when he's davening over the next time, this is not a matter of a tefillas nedava. He's davening over because this time he's standing, and he does not have to add anything to his davening. The Mishtabura previously speculated that in a case of someone who wasn't well, he was really an onus and couldn't possibly stand, he's potter from davening a second time. Now, the Mishtabura says the same goes for someone who was walking while he davened. He too would have to daven over again. Now, the Mishtabura brings down that in the case of somebody who in the case of somebody who's davening a second time and wants it to be a tefillas nedava, so the halacha is like this. That really Mishtabura previously speculated that whenever you were an honest, you shouldn't have to daven over again. He says that really you don't have to, and the minig is not to daven again. And if one wants to daven again, he should do so b'toris nedava. But that's only if he knows that he can have kavana for the whole davening, because you don't do a tefillas nedava without kavana. Not only that, but the Prima Gadim says that b'zman hazeh we should not be davening tefillas nedava. So halacha l'maisa, if someone had to stand or walk, had to sit or walk while at the time that he was davening, because he really had no other choice, halacha l'maisa, we do not daven a second time. Bizman hazeh, you should not even daven the Torah's nedava. Says the Ramana, Hagol misha bo b'derech v'usamach l'molon. Let's say someone's in the road and he's near the place that he's going to sleep. Im yochol istalek min haderech b'mokom shel yafsiku ovrei drachim. If he can pull over to the side and daven where people won't disturb him, istalek sham v'lo yispalel b'molon shel ovdei kachavim. He should not daven in a non-Jewish inn or wherever it is that he was staying that belonged to non-Jews. Shelo yibal b'lu b'nei abayis. They will not respect his davening and they will disturb him. Aval emiyef shelo listalek min haderech b'magam shel yafsiku yispalel b'molon be'ezun keren zavis. But if he has no choice, he should daven where he stays in some corner. Now, the Mishnebura says that if you're dealing with a religious non-Jew who will have slumim around, he'll have all sorts of religious objects of a different religion. So really, you're not supposed to daven there. You should not. You don't bring a davar shebekedushin to a place that is full of slumim. However, if there is no choice whatsoever, the halacha is that you can even daven in a room where there is, say, there is a cross, just not face it. What happens if the mizrach has one? You should face a different direction. You should not be facing the avodah zarah itself. Simin Sadekei, Kivin Eivar V'Shas Tefillah. Yechavin Raglov Ze Eitzel Ze B'Kivun. He should put his two feet together. Ki Ilu Einam Ela Echad, as if they are just one. Lidamas L'Malachim, Dechsiv Be'em V'Ragleim Regel Yeshara. What we do is we try to portray ourselves and see ourselves as being Malachim at the time we daven. Koloma Ragleim Nirim Keregel Echad. Why do we look like angels when we daven? Because when you talk to Hashem, you're supposed to have all mundane matters out of your mind, like a malach, who is single-minded. His shlichus is what is koveya, what he is. We too should be defined as davening to Hashem and should have nothing else on our minds. Therefore, we go and turn ourselves into angels by putting our feet together. The halach is that this is not ma'akev, so that if somebody davened with his feet separate, the halach is he's yotze. Says the Ramal, Yeshomer Geshomer L'Espal Yelech L'Fonav Gimel Psius Derech Kira V'Hagoshal L'Dover Shetzarech Lasos. Before you start your Shmon Esrei, you should walk three steps towards your place to where you daven. Now the Mishnebura says that Al Pidin, you do not have to walk back three steps and then forward. You just get up from your seat and walk three steps towards your seat, towards where you stand, towards your Makom Tefillah. He does mention that the minhag olam seems to be to walk back three steps, but it's that before Shemoneh Esrei you walk forward three, and at the end of Shemoneh Esrei you walk back three. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Maril used to stand up for Shacharis when the shots got to Tehillos Lekel Elyon, at Mincha when the shots got down to start Kaddish, and at Mariv when he actually started Kaddish. In Mincha, the shots used to go down at the end of Tilas Hashem. That's when the Maril would get up. And in Mariv, when he started the Kaddish, just before the Shemoneh Esrei. Sif, yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, let's go to Sif Beis first. Tzar Sheyakov Rosho Ma'at, you should bend your head down a drop. Shu Einov Lamato La'oretz, so that your eyes should be facing downward. V'yashav Kiloma B'Veis HaMikdash, and you should think as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubelibo Yechaven Lamalo L'Shamayim, and you should have Kavana to Shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah mentions different things that you should have kavana for. First of all, just before you daven, the right thing is to look out the window to see the shamayim, which should help your kavana. You should not make any, while you're davening, but tzibur, you should not do any movement that is out of the ordinary, that will draw people's attention. Whereas on your own, you can daven any way you feel you're being mechaven. But tzibur, you should daven in a way that seems quite harmonious with the way most people seem to daven. Certainly, you should not make noises while you're davening, when you're davening tzibur. Someone who doesn't close his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei is brought down b'shem the Arizal, that he's not zochet to see Pnei Hashkina at the time he dies. Whereas if he's looking in a sidur, then it's understood that he can have his eyes open. Siv Gimel Maniach Yodov Alibo Kfusim Hayimonis Alasmolis. What he should do is put his hands together on his heart, the right on top of the left, as if they're tied together. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say you should put your thumb into the palm of your hand. Va'omid ke'eved lifnei rabo. You stand like a servant in front of the king. Be'ema be'yira be'fachad. V'lo yaniach yodov al chalotzov. Mibinishu derech yuhara. You don't go and put your hands on your thighs. That's arrogant. What you do is you put your hands together on your heart. Dalid, tov lechavin raglov gam b'shoshom mekedushim shatz. It is also right to keep your feet together not only during Shemoneh Esrei but during kedusha. The reason being that we say kishem shemakti shimol, so we are saying kedusha the same way the malachim are. So what we do is we portray ourselves as malachim.